This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. We give thanks to God for bringing us here another Saturday evening to continue in the word of the Lord. We are in the Psalms of Ascents. As we know, these Psalms were sung during the time of the pilgrims going up to Jerusalem to celebrate the yearly feast. So we as God's people, we are on a pilgrim journey. So as we continue to grow in Christ, as we continue to reach to that place of maturity in Him, we continue to sing the songs of Zion. We continue to live by His word. We continue to hope in the word of God. We continue to live by faith and not by sight. So last week we stopped in Psalm 130 verse 6. And we will continue from there this week, and we'll go on to Psalm 131. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be able, oh God, to go through your word and to digest of your word. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we eat, oh God, and feast on your word, that, oh God Almighty, we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will practice what you say. I pray, oh God, as we continue in your word, oh God, that a love for you, oh mighty God, will develop in the hearts of your people, that we will love you with all our hearts, our soul, our mind, our strength. We will love one another as we love ourselves. Father God, we will have that love and unity among the brethren as we continue on this pilgrim journey. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will become our brother's keepers. Father God, we pray today in the name of Jesus that we will come to that place of truly loving one another, O God, and walking, O God, in unity in the body of Christ. Father God, we know you're calling us up higher. So we pray today, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be like-minded. O God, as we continue on this journey, we will have the mind of Christ, O God, that we will go forth, O God, in power. We will go forth in the Spirit to do your will. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you will lift us up, take us to higher heights and deeper depths in you. Take us to that place in you where you want us to be, Jesus. Take us to that height in you, that stature in you that you are calling us up to. We pray today, O God, that as we go along this journey, we will drop off the things, O God Almighty, that are besetting us. We will lay aside the weight, O God, and the sin that so easily beset us, and run with endurance this race that is set before us. So we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people who will take time out to listen to your word. And we pray as they go through your word, mighty God, that lives will be transformed. Lord, we look to you. Renew our minds with your word, O God, that we will come to know what is good and acceptable and your perfect will for us. So we thank you again for these Psalms of Ascents as we continue in them, that our lives will be transformed. And we will look to you, knowing that you are our God and our keeper, the Redeemer of our souls. So we thank you and we bless you and praise you as we look to you by faith and give thanks, and we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. So we look back on Psalm 130 and verse 6. That's where we stopped last week. The psalmist said, my soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. He repeated himself. He said, yes, more than those who watch for the morning. So the psalmist was saying that his soul anticipates the coming of the Lord, or the Lord acting on his behalf, more than the watchmen who are looking for the break of day. So he was just saying how much his soul was waiting for the Lord. He was waiting to see the redemption of the Lord. He was looking for the Redeemer to come, the Holy One of Israel. He was looking for God to move mightily on behalf of the people of Israel. So we as God's people, our souls should be waiting for the Lord. Every day we should live in anticipation of the mighty works that the Lord is doing in our lives. Every day we should live in anticipation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back for a people who have been washed in his blood, a people who have been set apart for his glory and praise, a people who has been unspotted from the world. So people of God, we are called to live that set apart life, looking for Jesus, waiting for him, waiting for the blessed hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 7 of Psalm 130. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. O Israel, the psalmist cried out, hope in the Lord. So the psalmist was encouraging the people of Israel to hope in the Lord. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your confident trust in him. Expect from him. Live with expectation, children of God. And the word is for us today, people of God. Hope in the Lord. The world is hopeless, but we have a living hope. Jesus Christ is our living hope, people of God. We are not hopeless. The world is. So as the psalmist reminded Israel to hope in the Lord, people of God, this evening the word of God to you is hope in the Lord. Anticipate the coming of the Lord. Anticipate that he's coming through for you. Expect him to move on your behalf. The world has no hope, but we have a living hope. And when we cry to our God, he hears the cry of his children and he acts on our behalf. So we have hope. So let us hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. He is a God of mercy. The word tells us that his mercy endures forever. So we have to come to understand who our God is. He's a God of love, and from his love emanates his mercy. From his love emanates his grace. From his love emanates his goodness. From his love emanates his compassion towards us. From his love emanates his kindness. So we have to understand and know the God that we serve. For with the Lord there is mercy, because he is a God of love. That's who he is. That's his nature, people of God. He is love. And because of that, people of God, his mercy flows, because he is love. He is a just God, so he also must punish sin. But he is also a God of mercy. And when we cry out to him, and when we confess our sin, the word says in 1 John 1, 9, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of God says, O Israel, hope in the Lord. And the Lord is saying to us, his people today, hope in me. So we are to hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. Mercy flows from him. And with him is abundant redemption. People of God, with him is abundant redemption. The Lord Jesus himself spoke. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank God for the abundant life that is in Christ Jesus, our Redeemer. For with him is abundant redemption. He redeems us with his precious blood, people of God. He died on the cross for us. He bore our sin, our shame, our pain, our iniquities. Oh, people of God, our griefs, our sorrow, everything that was against us, he bore it on the cross for us. We couldn't bear it, but he bore it for us. And he has clothed us now in his righteousness. And when we, people of God, are in need of mercy, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. People of God, we have to come to understand what is in the redemption package for us. People of God, we are called to know Jesus, to know who he is and what he has done for us at the cross. With him is abundant redemption. We are redeemed, people of God. We are bought with a price. People of God, we are no more slaves to sin. We are the children of God. We are called unto holiness. He said, without holiness, no man shall see God. We are called to be holy, for he is holy. Our Redeemer is holy. So we are called to live that holy life. We are called to live that fulfilled life in him. Look at verse 8 of Psalm 130. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. So the word is telling us, people of God, that Jesus, our Redeemer, shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And he came, people of God, over 2,000 years ago, and he redeemed all of humanity. We are redeemed. He died so that humanity now can have fellowship with the Father once they have put their trust in Jesus Christ the Son. So he has paid the price for the redemption of humanity. The price is paid. But we have to accept the free gift of salvation. We have to accept what Christ has done at the cross for us. We have to place our faith in what Christ did at the cross for us. So many years before Christ came, the psalmist wrote, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. So the psalmist had a foreknowledge of the coming Redeemer, Jesus Christ our Lord, who redeems us from all our iniquities. Jesus is the hope, people of God, of the whole world. He is the hope of the whole world. So let us turn wholeheartedly to him. Let us turn wholeheartedly to Jesus. Let us run to him. Let us cleave to him. Let us allow him to be Lord of all, Lord over every aspect of our lives. People of God, the Lord is calling us up higher, calling us to come into that deep relationship with Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our King. He's our all in all, people of God. We have to understand he is our living hope. The world has no hope. But we have a living hope, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The word of God tells us that he's the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's a perfect God-man. He suffered and died and rose again for us, and he ascended on high. He's not just sitting up there, but he's doing a work for us up there, people of God. He is interceding for us day and night. He's interceding for his people, and we have an intercessor crying out on our behalf, and we must run to him. We must cry to him. We must love him. We must adore him. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. He's calling us, people of God, to that place of knowing who he is, and loving him, and knowing the work that he has done for us at the cross, that he redeems us from all our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. People of God, we have to come to know and understand the God we serve, and walk in humble reverence to him, walk in humility, walk in meekness, display his character as we continue on this journey. We are called to be like him. We are called to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. We are not called to conform to the world, but we are called to conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, bearing his image wherever we go. So as we yield to the Holy Spirit, as we surrender all to him, then he will make us each day more and more like Jesus. We want to be like Jesus. We want to continue to trust him and to live each day waiting for him, being expecting, living a life of expectancy, looking to Jesus, our living hope. He says it, he will do it. His word is truth. So we continue to trust in his word and we continue to look to him by faith. So we just thank God for this psalm as we finish here. And Psalm 130, verse 8, that's the last verse. And it is just reminding us that Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, he is the one who redeems the whole world. He redeems us all from our sin. And because of that, we have to put our faith in him, trust him, live for him, worship him, and show forth his glory to the world as we continue on this journey. So we have come to the end of Psalm 130, and we are going to go on to Psalm 131. Psalm 131 has only three verses, so we will end at Psalm 131. So Psalm 131 tells us of our simple trust in the Lord. Simple trust in the Lord. And people of God, we have to just come as a little child to God and just trust him. Just simply put our faith in him. It's not hard. We just have to believe what the word of God says and act upon it. Believe what the Lord God says and act upon it. Simple trust in the Lord. So we have to come, people of God, with such humility before him, such meekness, and simply trust him. So as we go into this psalm, we are going to see what the psalmist said, how we should act as we continue to seek the Lord and wanting to come to that higher height in him. But we have to walk with humility as we continue to look to him to take us to that higher height in him. So look at verse 1 of Psalm 131. It says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. So the psalmist is saying, my heart is not haughty. I'm not puffed up. I'm not filled up with pride. My eyes are not looking up to high things in this world. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. I'm just simply living for you. I'm just simply trusting in you, Lord. So look on verse 2. He said, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. And he repeated, like a weaned child is my soul within me. So the psalmist had come to a place of complete surrender to the Lord. He has come to that place of contentment in the Lord. He has found his contentment. And people of God, the Lord is calling us to find our contentment in him. The word of God tells us in Philippians 4, Paul says, whatever state I am in, I've learned to be contented. So we have to come to that place where our souls are calmed and quieted within us. We don't want our souls to be disquieted. We don't want our souls to be in turmoil. We have to live with that quiet calm, knowing that our God is in complete control. We have to come to that place of contentment in the Lord. We have to come to that place of resting in who he is and what he has done for us. We have to come to that place of rest. So we have to find that quiet place for our souls. People of God, the world is in turmoil. But God is calling his people to know and understand that we are called to have that sweet rest for our souls. We are called to find that sweet contentment in the Lord. The psalmist said, like a weaned child is contented with the nurturing care of his mother. A weaned child is not complaining. A weaned child finds contentment in the nurturing care of his mother. People of God, the word tells us that our God will take care of us. He is our keeper. And the shade upon our right hand, he is our good shepherd. He takes care of the sheep. So let us find that quiet rest in him. Let us find that still water. Let us find that place where our souls are restored by him. He wants us to come to that place of understanding that he is our caretaker. He takes care of us. He nurtures us and takes care of us like a mother would take care of her weaned child. That child finds that sweet contentment knowing that his mother is there to take care of him. People of God, we have to come to that place where our souls are at rest in Christ, knowing that he is our resting place. He wants us to come up higher in him, to find that place of rest, people of God. And as we continue in these Psalms of Ascent, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will reach to that place in him, that height in him, where we don't worry about all the things of this world that are casting down the souls of so many. But we will have that quiet rest in Christ. Our souls will be at peace. Our souls will find that rest, that place of complete trust. Simply trusting in God. Trust his word. His word is truth. And we have to come to that place of understanding who he is and what he has done for us. So we have to come to that place of comforting our own souls, speaking to our own souls, people of God. And when our souls are in unrest, we say to our souls, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. So the psalmist understood the answer for his soul rest is that hope in God. He has to simply put his trust in the Lord, hope in him, live each day expecting to see the hands of the Lord working on his behalf. The psalmist said, I would have given up if I never believed to see the hands of the Lord working right here in the land of the living. If I never believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord, that is his hands working on my behalf, right here in the land of the living. So people of God, we must live each day with expectation, knowing that God is working on our behalf, and knowing that no matter what comes, he is always on our side. He is not against us, he is for us. So it's for us to put our trust in him. Simply come as a child and trust him. Trust his word. Trust in who he is. And trust in his promises for us. His promises are true. His promises are faithful. And we need to trust in him and look to him daily for our help. Look at verse 3. That's the last verse of Psalm 131. He said, O Israel, hope in the Lord. From this time forth and forever. So the psalmist was asking Israel, or telling Israel to hope in the Lord. The psalmist was saying, oh Israel. So there was a deep longing in his soul for Israel to hope in the Lord. And many of us as children of God have a deep longing in our soul to see the children of God grow in Christ. Many of us have a deep longing to see the children of God stop being babes in Christ and start to grow up now in him. Many of us are looking to see, people of God, Many of the children of God weaned and are now able to eat some solid food. So the psalmist cried out, "Oh Israel, hope in the Lord." So from the depth of his soul, he was crying out for Israel to place their hope in God. So we as the children of God also must cry out on behalf of each and every one of us that we will continue to hope in the Lord. He said, from this time forth and forever. From this time forth. So we know, people of God, can purpose in our hearts that from this time forth, we have heard the word. So we can now say, from this time forth and forever, we will hope in the Lord. Can we declare that this evening? Can we declare that this evening? From this time forth, Lord, and forever, we will hope in you. From this time forth, Lord, and forever, we will hope in you. And that should be our cry this evening. That should be our declaration over our own lives and over the lives of those we can come in contact with. That we will hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. So let us continue to declare this over our lives, every day of our lives. We will hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. People of God, we have to come to that place of having a made up mind, purpose in our hearts, that we are going to hope in the Lord. We are going to put our confident trust in his word. We are going to hope in the word, as the psalmist said to us. So we have to understand that God's word is truth. And we have to hope in his word. Jesus Christ himself is our living hope. And he's the word made flesh. So people of God, we have the written word with us today, so that we can run to the word of God and hope in what he says in his word. So let us continue to trust in the word of God. Let us continue to know that our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is our hope. And as the psalmist said in Psalm 131:3, O Israel, hope in the Lord. And today we are saying to the body of Christ, O people of God, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. From this time forth and forever, we will hope in the Lord. God bless you all this evening. It was really a pleasure for me to be here to bring forth these words. And we pray today that you will continue to eat up the word and be filled up. And the word will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your pathway. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you for calling us to that place of placing our hope in you, Lord. And we pray today, O God, as your word have gone forth, we will come to declare over our lives that from this time forth, we will hope in you. And we pray today, Almighty God, that hope, O God, will stay alive in our hearts, Jesus. O God, remind us that you are our living hope. And we pray today in the name of Jesus that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you again for your word. We thank you for your people who have listened. And we pray that, O God, your word will continue to transform the hearts of your people. And we pray that we will continue to grow in you, to become, O God, mature in you, where you can use us for your glory and for your praise. We look to you and give you thanks. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And I pray and hope that you have been blessed. Continue to read the word of God. Study to show yourself approved and rest in who Jesus is and rest in his word. Blessings to you. Blessings. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.